At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Well, we've had a whole series about weddings, and there's a new thing we wanted to talk about. The Knot had it on. It's 30 ways to save money on your wedding. And what did you say, Leslie, after that?
And there's 30 ways to leave your lover after that. We'll do that series yeah. next.
But if they
say, how about don't have a wedding? There's yeah. one way to save on your wedding.
Well, if you want to know all 30 ways to save money on your wedding, go to theknot.com. But we're going to cover a few different ones today in a couple of the different areas. First one is, and I think you know, I think we've shared before that I do wedding planning as well as podcasts and some other things. But the first way to really look at saving money is on your reception, of course. The first thing you have to do, though, is your guest list. So in order to know where you're going to have your reception, you have to know how many people you're going to have. And the other thing is, you know, you might want to couple your actually, if you're not going to get married in a church, to actually have your wedding and your reception yeah. at the same venue, because a lot of times they don't charge you any extra for that, which yeah. which is great.
And it's easier for the guests, too. They
don't much easier. They're not traveling all over.
That's right.
Think of off-peak season, and you can save thousands of dollars. And skip the Saturday weddings. More and more people are doing
We just went to a Friday night wedding a couple weeks ago.
And some do Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So another really good way to save money is have bigger tables. Instead of tables of 8, have tables of 10, because you save on your centerpieces. And flowers, we know, at a wedding are very, very expensive.
Exactly. All your linens and yep.
Well, the other thing, speaking of flowers, is I use a local place here called Oberer's, and I save at least half on all my flowers.
It's such a big expense. You don't realize how much flowers
it is
cost.
One of the largest expenses yeah. other than the actual your food and or your liquor that there is are your flowers. So buy flowers that are in season.
Exactly.
You know,
and
I think we talked about before when we had a guest on about buying flowers. Don't buy roses between Valentine's Day and Mother's Day because yeah. they like triple in price.
Yeah.
So you've got to remember things like that. Also, add a lot of greenery to flowers.
Yes, more greenery, fewer flowers.
Exactly.
And include some non-florals, some candles or lanterns or different things. You know, if it's fall, you can put pumpkins and gourds.
Gourds. I think I'd probably stay away from the gourds.
I love gourds.
Well, okay. Let's talk about the fun part, though, the food and the drinks. I do a lot of things with brides that they're not sure, you know, do they want a steak? Do they want, you know, seafood, whatever? Well, a lot of times you can actually save money by not having choices for your guests, but actually do a duet. Of two kinds.
That's a good idea.
So you're having a little bit smaller portion, but you could have perhaps a chicken and a steak or a seafood. I usually tend to stay away from seafood, though, because a lot of people have seafood allergies, and also the holding time for seafood is really hard. So you don't want to be wasting on that. A lot of times people might want to, depending on the time of day that you get married, skip an actual sit-down dinner.
Just have heavy hors d'oeuvres.
Heavy appetizers.
Yeah.
Also, if you're going to have appetizers and then a dinner, use butlered appetizers instead of like going to a setup like a buffet for appetizers because you don't have to order as many.
And
it's also very elegant for people walking around. So you may have a little bit extra on your labor costs, but what you know save on your food cost is much, much different.
Yeah.
You also A lot of people today are not having the whole open bar thing.
Right.
Because you need to look at some of the liability issues, too, with all of that, which you need to think about. But a lot of people are just offering beer and wine and like maybe
a signature cocktail.
Yes,
I think is fun. You can make it fun.
Absolutely.
Something, name it.
And sometimes even the signature cocktail can be the toast instead of having a champagne toast, or just eliminate the toast, because that's a lot of people. It's a waste, to be real honest with you. You know, sometimes tradition can kind of get, you know, and I don't know where that tradition started. It probably just started with somebody who likes champagne.
Yep. Doesn't have to be a champagne toast. It can be a toast with anything. Yeah. And you can also save money on the cake by, you can order a small one or a two-tiered cake and then supplement with like a larger sheet cake and hidden in the back that they bring out after you cut the smaller cake.
And a lot of people are doing that. They're also doing cupcakes.
I've seen that. That's actually very fun. I think that's a great idea.
And the other thing is the cookie table. Have you heard about the cookie tables?
Yeah.
I haven't been to one yet, but we're actually doing one.
No, that's a lot of fun, too.
And that's an Italian tradition, I believe. I learned that that was an Italian tradition. So people send, guests send their cookies from all over, and then they package them up, and then they're on the table for people to take. And sometimes they also, another way, it can be a favor,
so
as well as
favor, right?
As well as a dessert.
You're not
spending
money on that. That's a
big
good
way
idea.
To, stationery and favors. We just talked about that. But email your save the date.
Can
email an invitation as well as send a hard copy, but make it just like a one-sided invitation with just, you know, a quick response. Put as much information in there as you can so you're not sending things out again.
Right.
And, I mean, it's a lot of times people make their own menu cards. A lot of times you can make your own.
Well, you can do so much at home now with a decent printer, and it looks just as nice.
You can actually send out for the station or make your own invitations.
Right.
And response cards. So
I've
seen
a lot of those, and they look very professional.
Because I've seen, you know, people spend, you know, you don't need all that tissue paper in between all that.
Everybody's going to throw it away anyway.
Yeah. Or have you ever seen the things that have like the confetti stuff inside?
That, I hate that.
Yeah.
When I open up a card and I am covered in glitter or confetti, I am angry.
Yeah. Because all I'm doing out there is I'm going, I was going to buy them a vacuum cleaner. Well, I'm not, because I'm vacuuming up all that confetti right now. So
you lose. You're getting no gift.
Another way to save money is on another one of your largest expenses is the videographer and your photographer and your DJ. So there are several places around in Central Ohio that you can, they're packaged all together, which is a cost savings. They even have like the photo booth that goes with it and all that. You know, I think that also if you don't do as many hours, you know, you don't need to DJ for 5 hours or 4 hours.
I mean,
because a lot of people after dinner, a little hour and a half or something of dancing and stuff, they're ready to go.
You're done.
So, you know, make it fit within your budget. But I mean, I think those are some great cost saving tips. And then for a lot more, as I said, go to theknot.com and there's 30 ways to.
Right. I mean, if you're hell bent on having a wedding, you might as well save money. Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high-flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon. Or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Oh, I found one of our new Vauxhall Griffin editions.
Yes. What comes as standard?
Standard? Well, alloy wheels, sat-nav, aircon, DAB radio, Bluetooth, smartphone projection and USB connection.
Wow. Is that everything?
Sorry, forgot the colour touchscreen.
Buy a new Griffin Edition, Adam, Astra, Corsa or Mokka X Plus and get a whole host of features as standard. The Griffin Edition range. All Griffin, no bull. Visit your nearest retailer now. Vauxhall, British brand since 1903. Participating retailers only. Limited units while stocks last.